Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view, and thank you, Arnie Salen, my now 18-year-old son, for the theme song that you wrote, sang, produced, and put together, along with the wonderful music video you did for our show and for my new book, all of which can be found at brucesalen.com. You can like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen and visit my website, brucesalen.com, for all of my columns, all of the radio shows which are available to listen or download at no charge. And you can also find and read and enjoy the new Because I Said So comic strip. This week's comic is called Dad Laughs. And it is basically about the inherent job that every parent has, which is to embarrass their kids. And Dad, which bears no resemblance to me, I don't care the fact that he wears Hawaiian shirts or that he has the same beard structure that I do or that he's partly bald, those are all just very odd coincidences. The Dad character bears no resemblance to me, but in this week's Because I Said So comic strip, he does enjoy, or his son is mortally embarrassed by Dad. So I would suggest you go read it and enjoy it. This week we talked about a lot of things, about political correctness. We talked about Thanksgiving. We talked about Christmas songs because I have a wonderfully fun new post out at 12most.com called The 12 Most Beloved Christmas Songs. And we talked about social media a teeny bit. The column this week, which is also called Because I Said So, was about how my birthday was enhanced by the blessing of social media in my life. So that's what we talked about today, and next week's show and column is inspired by the Randy Travis country song of, I don't know, must be maybe 20 years old. It's called Three Wooden Crosses, and it's one of those heartwarming story songs that country music does so well, and it inspired, I think, a very moving column that was motivated by this time of year as well. I did want to rant about some politics, so I will do it a very, very quick rant because I really don't have time to do the thorough rant that I would like to do. But the rant that I had wanted to do dealt with the fact that Rick Perry is being castigated for some of his little gaffes. And he said that the voting age was 21 when it's really 18. And I heard a compilation of some of our esteemed president's gaffes, which included talking about visiting 57 of our states, talking about corpsmen versus corpsmen, and that Israel is Israel's best friend. Today he literally said that he's been Israel's best friend of any administration. I would love our president to go through the debates that the Republicans have been doing ad nauseum, the sound bites, the gotcha questions. It is impossible, I think, for anyone to emerge from those debates without making a mistake. We all make mistakes. Certainly those candidates do, and most definitely President Obama has. And I just wish the press would report the more important stuff. What are their policies? I don't care if President Obama made a slip and talked about visiting 57 states so far. We know that he knows how many states are in the union. And we know that Rick Perry knew the three departments he wanted to eliminate. But you know something? In the heat of the moment, give the guy a break. Have you never made a gaffe when you're being on the spotlight? And if you want to say that that reflects on how someone would be in an emergency situation, I say no way. In an emergency situation, you're going to be surrounded by advisors and you're going to be careful about what you say. It won't have to happen on public television at the time. So that was something I would have ranted on ad nauseum about, but you were spared because I got off on the PC tangent this time. The other thing I wanted to share with you is Adam Carolla, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce his name, a comedian. He did a recent rant of his own about entitled kids and the idea that participation awards, entitlement, and self-esteem movements have really destroyed a whole generation of kids. I didn't hear the whole thing, but I've got to believe he was tying it into the Occupy Wall Street movement, of which I've talked some about, and the fact that these kids do have a sense of entitlement that has been encouraged by our educational system, by many of our parents, and there's an explanation for maybe why they feel such discontent, because they do feel that everything they do is wonderful because they win awards for showing up. And they are told by their moms and their dads that they're just special. And then all of a sudden they enter the real world where special and mom and dad aren't there to tell you how great you are. You have to perform. You have to deliver. And that is really real life. Wow, good show today. Beginning of December, beginning of the holiday seasons. We are nearly out of time. I do want to thank my wonderful engineer and producer, Richard Dugan, my cheerleader in chief at the home station, Les Carroll. And I want to remind you, as I do every week, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.